for $5.98. Shit, that's lit.
I'm not gonna lie, I might need that.
Real play it. Oh shit.
Good dog okay. Ass nigga.
I didn't
get started.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Lit, Loud, and Lazy. It's your boy, Fat Moses, and we got the bald bastard.
Bro, this motherfucker just flew in my drink, bro. I'm
gonna start it over. No, leave it ready. Leave it ready. I'm gonna start it over. Yeah, bro. Lovesack, is it? I ain't gonna lie, you get this too, but it's blue.
I was thirsty as fuck, dog.
It was blue.
Go ahead, bro.
Alright.
But you could just, oh, come on, man. I'm not editing that.
Oh, you really not?
Yo. Go ahead, talk, bro.
Bro, just edit it then.
Cut it now, though.
Welcome to another episode of the Lit, Loud, and Lazy. It's your boy, Fat Moses. I got the bald bastard, Boney Papa, and Killer K here with me. How y'all boys been doing?
I'm not gonna lie, I don't want to change my nickname. But yeah, I'm good.
It's good, man. Living life.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I'm changing the name too. I don't like calling that nigga Papa.
Yeah, I don't blame you at all.
I thought it was Boney Bachelor.
That's my act name, but I don't want to change it.
You call yourself, I don't know what you call yourself.
We gonna work on it, bro.
Bro, I got some ideas.
If y'all got some suggestions, send it to this nigga.
Yeah, bro. Please, everybody, convince Prince to keep the bald bastard.
No. What? You don't even have to convince. You gotta say it regardless.
I know. But, you know, I don't want you to accept it.
I'm not gonna lie. Body locks are the hard, though, but.
Body locks?
It's sort of stupid at the same time.
Yeah, bro.
Bald bastard. I always wanted dreadlocks.
No holes with bald
I
locks.
Wanted dreadlocks.
You might get some holes with bald bastard.
Mm-hmm. Bald bastard. No.
Even though you don't need no hoes.
Exactly. What the fuck? Who cares?
All right, so what y'all niggas been doing this
week? Wait. Your girl call you body locks?
No, of course not.
Okay.
What she call you?
What's Prince. Your
name? She don't call you Prince. She got a pet name for you. Like
Princey.
Princey.
No.
You look like a Princey-ass nigga.
What the fuck? That literally, when a girl wants to sit, give you a nickname, the first thing she gonna do is add Princey. A Y to the end of that shit.
Shacky.
Yeah, man.
Keenan E.
Kiki.
I don't know what you was worth. I'm not gonna lie.
Nah, Kiki way better.
That's what my grandma called me.
Oh, okay, cool. That's not bad. That's not bad. Any new updates with y'all? How y'all week been? 2 weeks? It's been 2 weeks. Any new updates with y'all?
2 weeks. Preparing for this hurricane, like Florida. Type of preparing.
So you got water?
Nah, not doing nothing.
No, I hella got water. I got food to cook at the crib.
I got water and I got some batteries. I don't even know if it fits my flashlight.
You got mad water. I
was like, yo, I might as well grab some batteries. I'm here.
You got it at the Dollar Tree?
Yeah.
All right, look. Quote unquote, if we actually preparing for the hurricane, right?
That's 1 hour.
You would get like
that's all I need, dude.
A fan with batteries that take batteries. That would be cool.
That would be cool. This would be a great time to have a grill, which I don't. Great time.
You're right.
This would be a great time to be able to leave the state.
Nah, I don't know about that one. Where you gonna go?
Anywhere but here.
You right.
What you mean?
Hilarious.
Okay. You right. I could literally only go to another state.
Not Georgia, bro.
My house just got renovated, bro. I got the windows. We gonna be good.
Oh, yeah. Talking about renovation, shoot. I'm trying to build a fire pit in my backyard.
For the 50.
Yeah. It'll probably gonna be cheaper than that.
You gonna be making pizzas?
Not that type of fire pit.
It could be that type of fire pit, though.
Kind of, but...
All you need is a fire.
Not really.
Wait.
Not really. You gotta build a cover.
You try to be like them Spanish people that I be seeing on Twitter, who be like throwing the they be wrapping like this big ass piece of meat and some aluminum foil.
Probably, but nah, that's not my main intentions. But yeah,
what the fuck you gonna do for fire pit then?
Bro, you do a lot of shit with a
what
fire
are you
pit.
Gonna do?
Answer the question.
We could go out. Me and kids go outside, make spores.
Noah, it's gonna be a mess.
Noah, all you gotta do is say hot, and he ain't gonna fuck with it.
Grab the flame.
He not gonna fuck with it. All you gotta say is hot. He ain't gonna fuck with it, bro.
When you was a kid, you didn't touch the stove that one time, and then Noah. It was hot and you never should touch a stove.
Yeah, but that's different from a fire. I might touch that a couple times. That sound pretty, kid. Any other updates?
I'm playing Warzone.
Okay.
And I've been mining niggas on Warzone. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You've been playing GTA for 6 years.
Bruh, that's what I'm saying.
But now I'm a millionaire on GTA.
I don't know what that means.
Niggas been millionaires.
Bruh, I'm a millionaire. I got a yacht.
You ever got chased by the green aliens?
You have pals?
Nah. I said I got a penthouse.
Oh, you got a penthouse.
Okay, yeah. Right. I got two big penthouses.
Difference. Okay, big baller. Go ahead.
Nightclub. Nigga, LeVar. I'm balling, bruh.
LeVar.
LeVar.
I don't know.
Who's LeVar?
GTA.
Okay, all right. So let's get into our topic.
Oh, no, wait. I got another update.
Okay, cool.
So
he got a baby on the way. That's all.
My nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, Prince. What you gonna name your kid? You can't name a Prince.
I can hella name him Prince, first off.
You can't. Go be Prince the second.
Prince Jr.
That's hideous. What the
fuck? Nigga, hideous. I'm Junior.
You PJ?
Yo, daddy's name was Prince?
No. Yeah. Oh, you know, here's a fun fact that most people don't know. Yoruba people name their kids based on how they were born. So, like, if you were born on a Sunday and you're a girl, because I only know a girl named Busade, your name is Busade. So my sister and my mom are both Busade because they were both born on a Sunday. Then, if you're twins, you're Taiwo and Kehinde, which means second and first. I think Ty was second born. First born is King then. Ty was first.
Damn, so y'all calling kids first and second? What, they twins? Like, who came out first? Sunday.
Yeah. Basically.
Damn,
yeah.
That's crazy.
I didn't know how common the name Prince and Princess were.
I didn't either until college. Recently. Yeah, niggas.
Yeah, hella.
Hella Prince dumb motherfuckers be named Prince and Princesses.
All right. Was that the update?
No. My update was... Fuck y'all for saying that, by the way.
Hey, he ran with it.
Hey, I'm not having no jits right now. But, I got offered the...
At least you know we're going to be excited when you do have a jit.
Y'all better be excited.
Nah, we might not be.
All right.
Nah, I'm gonna be
excited. If they come out bald,
your baby shower gonna be lit.
What the fuck is the child supposed to come out like?
Your child better come out with hair.
No way. What the hair. Fuck?
Noah had hair. Ava had hair like after a couple days.
Yeah, Ava had hair.
Okay, exactly.
Your day got a couple days. Oh, I'm gonna rank them.
Nigga, I came out with hair.
I don't believe that.
I have nothing to say.
Drop it on the timeline.
Anyways, my news is I got offered a position to be a teacher, right? Down here in Broward.
Go ahead.
And that like leads on to no, King, I'm not playing with your ass.
Relax.
That leads on to one of our first topics, which is schools are being reopened. At least there's a call for schools to be reopened.
In Florida, yeah.
No, in the whole country.
In the whole world, but we specifically gonna talk about
that. Yeah, Florida is like right now Florida is the epicenter of this virus. Yeah, well, like, we're not even the epicenter, but we
technically like the new New York. But
it's crazy because everything
niggas
down
don't
here.
Give a fuck.
Yeah,
everything is down here. Everything's open. We got Disney World. We have everything opening.
This niggas open
niggas
Disney World
still,
the next
still
day.
Traveling here too.
Niggas the next day that shit happened.
Bruh, New York was on lockdown for like what, like a month or two.
New York was crazy, man.
Bruh.
We gonna see nothing has shut down yet, except that the niggas still took the basketball hoops away from parks.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
they hella got that shit in my community.
Yeah, they took the hoop down.
The
whole
hoops up there?
I think so.
Last time I saw.
So I can't hoop no more, but once I get back to it.
Oh, another update before we get started. Since we're talking about school, I'm officially on break from grad school, and it feels fantastic. So I've been a bum for a week.
Naked.
Yeah. But anyway, let's start talking about school. How do y'all feel about it reopening? What do y'all think it should do? How do y'all think it should take place? Before we get started, in Miami-Dade, they officially announced that it's going to be online. They're coming back online.
Fully online?
Fully online. They'll probably do what they did at the end of last, I want to say semester.
This past school year.
Yeah, the past school year where they gave the kids computers. And I think Comcast gave them internet. I don't know if Comcast is going to do that again.
Yeah,
I'm sure they're going to find a way to give them internet. And Broward County is still up in the air.
Broward's gonna do
online.
What they
do.
That's what always happened.
Does anybody care about what Palm Beach doing?
No.
Okay,
no,
cool.
But Palm Beach is going to go along with Dade. Okay. Palm Beach and Dade have been like together with this. It's Broward that's been fucking up.
So Broward, look, all right. So this is the thing. My mom said it, and I kind of like kind of realize it, and I work for Broward. So Broward do things to one up Dade because Dade loved their superintendent. So that nigga, like, he's like Jesus for them niggas, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Cavalli?
Yeah, because when my mom was saying back in the day, when he got a job offer in Jersey and he was about to take it, like, motherfuckers had a riot, like, signing petitions and shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, like, Broward tried to be on that man level, but they really can't. So that's how it is.
Okay.
But talking about school coming back, dude, yeah. I got something funny that I saw, right?
Go ahead.
Somebody said, your kid go to school with a PJ mask.
Oh.
A PJ mask on and come back with a Paw Patrol mask and said him and his friend did a trade. The whole school getting shut down.
That's cool, bro. I don't know. Like, I don't see at any age group where this is working. In high school, in middle school, or in elementary school.
It's not. They try to come up with systems
where masks is working.
Yeah.
They try to come up with systems that's heavily flawed. And it's just going to be so much chaos because trying to do it and bring them back. Like, I feel like there's no proper way. I feel like they should do what the whole country should do, what other countries did, is locked down for like a period of time. Mm-hmm. Cause I think Italy was 2 months.
Italy was bad when we first started.
Yeah.
And how long they shut down for?
I want to say it was around like 60 days, maybe 65 days, I want to say.
See, 2 months. 2 months, kids.
I think China did the same thing.
2 months, kids doing online. Mm-hmm. Kids doing online for 2 months. And then where we could open right back fully.
Yeah, see, that's like
willing, that's a willing sacrifice.
It's supposed to be 14 days of no new cases. So you shut down until there's 14 straight days of no new cases, which never happened here. So it's funny that they start reopening anyway.
Technically, though, we did take 2 months off of school because the kids was all home.
Yeah.
And even that wasn't really too effective for our rates.
Mm-hmm.
So what do y'all predict is going to happen this go around? Y'all think rates are still gonna rise, even if the kids are
home? Rates weren't that bad. It was just the adults.
Yeah.
They still had to go to work.
But that's the point of them going to school. Like, they gotta go to, like, they want the kids to go to school so the parents go to work. Mm-hmm. So, even though the kids might not be catching it, the parents who are going to work are definitely gonna fucking catch it.
All this could have been avoided if the government would have shut down for 2 months instead of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole phase reopen shit, that was stupid.
Mm hmm. All right, cool, cool, cool. Any other updates on that?
Yeah, what's it called? This nigga Trump was telling everyone they need to open back up.
And then his homeboy died?
Nah, it was, he was telling them they need to open up.
Like Herman Cain?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I just heard about that yesterday.
I'm not laughing at that. That's not funny.
Yeah.
No, I laughed at the dissue.
No, relax. I laughed at the dissue, too. I laughed at the dissue, too. And I laughed at them quoting his tweet in general.
See, I didn't laugh, but it's like, I didn't really feel too bad, because I'm like...
Yeah, that's sort of a nasty way to go out.
That nigga went to the rally. And they told this nigga not to have this rally. Yeah. And then he died of COVID. That's so sad.
Yeah. You being dismissive of the thing that kills you.
Yeah. That's what's wild. It called?
Yeah.
That's been a lot of people, unfortunately.
Yeah.
This nigga Trump was like, oh, yeah, y'all need to open up. So the schools were like, sure, we'll open up, but you got to give us X amount of money. He's like, nah, if you don't open up, we're not going to give you shit. So it's like, yo, why the fuck? You complain they not open up, but you're not gonna follow this shit. You're not gonna follow through with that shit. But why? Why this nigga?
So, along with school reopening, we got the return of sports. Sports leagues is coming back.
Niggas damning on each other.
Yes, yeah, so let's talk about the NBA first.
Bro, imagine you get corona because a nigga bammed on you.
You gotta fade that nigga.
That's the worst way to go out.
Hold up. We gotta talk about Lou Williams, though.
Yes. Okay, let's talk about. Okay, Lou Williams. So, for anybody that doesn't know, Lou Williams, the NBA came back and they have a bubble in Orlando, and everybody has to stay in that bubble. So for safety reasons, so nobody gets this COVID, right? So you stuck to this
so
rule.
Fucking funny.
Everybody was complaining about their food that they're eating and a whole bunch of stuff just being stuck in a bubble.
Hey, ain't no bitches in here.
So a bunch of players have been going home for family emergencies, and in the midst of it, Lou Will, we thought, was going home for a family emergency, and he might have.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
was
he might have went home for a family emergency, and on the way back to the bubble, he stopped for some hot wings at the legendary Magic City in Atlanta. My thing with the story was, the first funny thing was, they was making it sound like he left the bubble for wings. And I'm like, yo, the bubble is in Orlando. And the wings are in Atlanta, bro. That's like a 6-hour. Nobody wants wings that bad for that 6-hour drive, kid.
Hell no.
But how do y'all feel about the story? What's y'all opinion?
Man, that shit, I ain't gonna lie, they made him sound like a nigga.
Nigga. Like, he got him when they're just wings.
They got wings named after him in Magic City.
Oh, that's fire.
Because he a real Atlanta nigga, so like.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Now, I'm not gonna lie, when they put up the picture of the wings, I understood. When they had a little platter with the catfish,
I was like, I'm sure the food in there is fire.
Yeah, it's strip club food. Strip club food always banging.
I wanna try it.
You know what I'm saying? Tootsie's banging.
You know what I'm saying? If it's anything like Tootsie, bro.
It's probably
better than Tootsie's.
Bro, I got some free food for the strip club, bro. Like the office, yeah.
Tacos?
Nah, it was some.
That's the one thing I'll never eat from a strip club.
Bro,
maybe having like them free taco bars.
It was shrimp. It was shrimp and steak Alfredo. That shit was banging.
Yeah, that shit was banging.
The saying is, she put her pussy in this shit.
No, that's not the saying.
Yo, wait. That's not the saying.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's not the saying at all.
Yo, they had Taco Tuesday.
That's disgusting. I don't know why. It just be pussy air all in your tacos. And it's like a free, it's like a free cake, like a buffet.
Yeah, they said that in stadium too.
Nah, I'm cool. I'm not touching them tacos.
I don't know about no buffet though. They gotta cook that shit in the kitchen.
Nah, it's a buffet. They leave it out. You go make your own taco and you go sit down and get a lap dance. I'm cool.
That made no sense.
Cool. I'm big cool.
You're gonna be dropping fucking people.
No, I almost got pussy juice in my food. And I was trying to eat the wings, and this bitch is like, yo, I can make my pussy fart.
Okay. Okay.
I'm like, hold up, bro.
Oh my gosh.
Alright, that ain't happened to me at Scarlet, but that's
nah,
cool.
Never. I never been, nobody ever tried to put no pussy juice in my wings, bro. Whoa.
All right, back to the NBA.
Hey, but yeah, Lou Williams, though, I mean, it wasn't smart what he did, but like, I don't think people should be crucifying him the way they did. Like,
I'm not mad at what he did, because if it's my experience with strip clubs, like, if he actually went in there and sat down and was like, actually watch strippers, then maybe he wilded a little bit. But you know, like, Tootsie's got the little window where you can just order food and go home. If he went there...
No, he was in there. Because you seen that picture with Jack Harlow. That's how niggas found out.
Because
he posted that picture of him in Magic City.
Hilarious.
Then, yeah.
I think he was dining in there.
Then, yeah.
Damn, Jack Harlow was at Magic City?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Them goggles, bro, get you hoes. I can't believe people didn't know he was white.
Bruh.
The nigga said just joshing on the song.
Yo, I remember I heard the song for the first time on the radio. I was like, yo, this shit is hard. Looked up, I was like, this nigga's white.
Just joshing.
I didn't lie. He had TikTok. That song was on TikTok for like a year.
Yeah, just joshing. So once I heard just joshing, I'm like, oh yeah, he white. This a Logic looking motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. So we all good. Lou Williams is a nigga, but he's not completely wrong.
Yeah, Bo been balling.
Bo been balling.
Like a motherfucker.
He should have kept him.
And the Heat, yeah, bro. Why they trade him,
bro? Bro, the Heat starting to look like the Dolphins, bro.
Stupid as fuck. No, they still good, though, but.
Yeah, he's still good, but they doing Dolphin moves right now.
That was a Dolphin move, for sure.
Definitely a Dolphin move.
That was definitely a Dolphin move.
Lame. But I'm happy to see him balling. I like when any Africans and any Caribbean people be balling in the league. I'm not gonna lie.
You don't care for the niggas, bro?
I mean, of course, but it's nigga dominant.
Nigga.
Yeah, it's nigga dominant. So, like, whenever you see, like, a Caribbean, like, if they ever be a Haitian, like, if Samuel Dalembert was good, I would have been going crazy. Like, if he was getting buckets, I would have been going crazy. I'm waiting for Scal, but, you know, that's I'm waiting.
He's still in the league.
I don't know what team he's on. I think he's on Portland. I'm not sure.
So. Damn, I watched piece of the Lakers game. That white boy still on there? I watched piece of the Lakers game. I was really paying too much attention to it. Mm-hmm. I was wondering where my dog Caruso was at.
He got a couple minutes.
He had a steal at the end of the game that kind of helped him win the game.
I'm not gonna lie, he's a very fun dude to watch. Him and who's the dude on the Jazz, white boy?
Ingles.
Locked up, Ingles. Paul George? Yes.
That nigga fire.
It's something about unathletic. Well, Caruso's not unathletic, but he looks unathletic.
He just don't look like a nigga that can
He don't look like a bammer. Like or the boy, type of play he is at all.
Like Boy Wonder from the Mavericks. That's what they call him, Boy Wonder.
Luka?
Yeah.
Bro, that nigga fire.
Nah, he's nasty.
He nasty.
Yeah, he looked like he could play too.
But he's like a typical white boy with a little bit of black.
But he ain't even athletic though. He's just skilled.
Skilled dude. He's not bamming on people like a Caruso per se.
A Caruso debut, like when everybody noticed him, was he's swinging his nuts around the
His college team was fire too.
For real?
Caruso's finals team, they had a whole bunch of pop flyers.
But how y'all feel about college sports?
I think it's going to be a mess if college sports comes back.
Yeah, it's going to be just like baseball and the NFL probably. Like,
yeah.
Because they traveling.
And they're traveling crazy.
See, the NBA is going to work perfectly because they got them in a bubble. So right. Nobody going to be positive no more.
Right. And you're stationed there. You can't leave. If you do leave, you got to do the 14
but
days.
But it's only, what, a certain amount of teams in the NBA?
22.
Yeah. Compared to the hundreds of college teams.
Right. I think college is going to have to shut it down. If it's not even safe for us to be on campus, I think it's going to be ridiculous.
But, like, damn, imagine, like, everybody got to go off your last season highlights because you can't. Oh, you about to graduate.
See, that's something that I wanted to talk about when we were talking about schools, because for me, I feel bad for the seniors this year. Like, the people that got it. Like,
facts.
I feel bad for the seniors last year, too, because they missed prom and graduation and all that.
Okay, so you're talking about, like, public school.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, those people that are going to miss the
experience. Yeah, because my middle school ain't have prom.
Yeah, shit, but even high school or whatever people, you're missing, like, grad bash, prom.
There was no AAU this year.
Yeah,
there was
no AAU. There's no nothing. There's no football. There might be no football. I know Miami's probably going to have football.
ACC is playing football.
Yeah, I know Miami's going to have football. And even high school is going to have football.
Well, parents.
That's what I was going to ask. You think high school going to do football?
I think they already announced that they are. Yeah, I think they announced playoffs is on.
Damn.
So I think that means regular season is on too.
Regular season should be on.
That was Miami.
But I think they're going to limit.
Actually, no, I think that was all for Florida.
I think they're going to limit playoffs. Crowd.
Yeah.
It
is.
Nah, they can't handle fans, man.
The whole thing is, it's the bubble. Like, how are you going to do the safety measures?
Yeah, because Miramar be pulling up for their game, their home games, especially like homecoming or major like games like St. Thomas. Mm-hmm. Home, especially if it's home, that's packed out.
Bro, it's going to be packed as fuck.
So I don't know what they're going to do, but I'm interested to see. I'm pretty sure the FSAA already said playoffs is on. But I don't know what they said about regular season yet. But I'm assuming if playoffs is on, then regular season.
Yeah. But I know parents is loving the fact that there's no prom and all that.
Yeah, because the bands, they get to save some money. But the kids are hating it.
Yeah, the kids are hating it. But kids, like, don't get the prom, like rentals and all that.
Exactly. It's becoming a problem. So this might, you know, revert it back to what it was, where everybody patching in for a limo.
Man, it'll be ranking niggas.
Patching in for a limo? Damn.
Niggas patching in for a limo.
That's how it used to be.
You know what I'm saying? No more exotics.
Yeah, because my old boss, his son prom was coming up. And he was like, his son only wanted a lamb truck.
I wish I pulled up in my mama car.
I helped him look it up on Toro, and that shit was like $1,000 a day.
I pulled up in my mama 03 Corolla.
Bruh, I pulled up on
I pitched in for a limo.
You pitched in for a limo? And I put up on my own Ford truck. It was practically new by then. It was practically new because it was like, it came out 2013. I graduated 2014.
Now it's a different game, bro. Yes. All right, so we talked about the NBA, we talked about high school football, we talked about college football. Let's make way to the NFL. How do y'all feel about the NFL and how they take in COVID?
Well, the Dolphins could stay home.
Dumb as fuck.
The Dolphins could definitely stay home. Tua is ready to play, though. But yeah, Dolphins could definitely stay home.
I'm not a Dolphin fan, but Dolphins could stay home. But I do want to see Tampa.
Tampa got a squad of old niggas.
They
got a squad of old niggas.
They're going to be fired, bro. They're gonna be fired for like a good year or two.
What do y'all think of Washington Redskins' new name?
Washington
football team?
Yeah. It's hard to rebrand in like less than like 2 weeks.
Agree. Do you think anybody's buying any gear from them?
What are they calling now? The Washington football team. The Washington football team?
Yeah.
I seen dumb five name suggestions, and they went to Washington.
It's coming. It's coming. They didn't have time.
They got trademark issues.
Yeah, they didn't have any time yet.
Bro, I see dumb like niggas was.
I'm not gonna lie. I need them to get this.
Some fire ass.
Niggas was submitting names and jerseys.
Jerseys, logos.
Yeah, I need them to get this right because their colorway is fire. So I need them to get this right.
Well, what's the colorway?
Burgundy and gold.
Burgundy and yellow.
Burgundy
and yellow. Bruh. That
colorway is fire. I've been seeing some dumb. Bruh, I seen some suggestions.
I wonder if I can still get a Sean Taylor Redskin. Like, is his jersey going to be different?
Damn, that's a good question.
Yeah, I wonder that's if the, like, that going to be a throwback now.
That shit's
hell. You could probably get it on Mitchell.
I ain't going to lie to you. If you had an OG Sean Taylor jersey.
Maybe if I can get
you
one.
You would have low-key made some money off of that.
I was supposed to have it. First of all, I'm not selling it if I get one.
Bruh, what?
They used to have them in Fanatics, shit. But I don't know if they still do.
They was talking about a rookie card for Giannis. Oh, I'm going way off track. Yeah. Rookie card for Giannis that was worth like $50. And then somebody was like, bruh, you need to get this exact one, which was on sale everywhere for like $50. And then like they said like in 5 years. It's gonna be worth like a couple hundred, bro. In 2 years, it was worth like thousands.
They were talking about LeBron's rookie card and how much it is. I forget how much it was. Lot. But it's a lot. I keep forgetting that baseball is the stuff. I gotta find my Pokemon cards. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Hilarious. But Washington football. Yeah, I don't know. I ain't feeling
anything. I don't really like it, but I understand they. You couldn't come up with a new like brand in like 2 weeks.
There was thousands of motherfuckers.
But they got to make sure they get it right.
Yeah. But they had a trademark, like the Red Wolves and all those other names, like they was already trademarked. So they have to like go through the legal system to like.
So we'll see. We'll see what they come up with. I think
if there's like too many, if there's only like 4 or 5 names, it would probably be easier than 1,000 names to wade through.
I don't know. I feel like they should have been thinking about this for a while though.
They should have been though. They waited till the last minute.
They busy getting their cheerleaders naked.
Bro, they got all type of
hilarious. Issues there,
bro. All right, so we're going to jump from the NFL to baseball.
Yeah,
MLB.
So Miami is in the news again with the Marlins testing a bunch of players positive.
I'm getting it. They actually like won 2 games.
It was 8 niggas?
8.
How many niggas?
It's 18 now.
Yeah.
It's 18 now? Oh,
I thought it was 14. When I read it, it was 14.
Well, it's 18 now.
Yeah. 18 I heard about now. It. It's
18 all on the Marlins?
Yeah.
Damn.
How many people are the MLB team?
I mean, if you count the like single 18s, it's probably a bunch.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, the Red Sox tested positive for racism. Big fans, hella racist.
Yo!
that's Boston, bro.
It was them that put up
Who opted out for playing for Miami?
It was them that put up Black Lives Matter on their thing, right? Red Sox?
Yeah.
In the stadium.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, how can y'all do this?
It was straight, like, thousands of racists.
How can y'all do this?
Motherfuckers, like, y'all all lost fans.
Yo, these niggas really
sick. It's not funny, but damn.
Bruh, it was. I gotta like literally go into the post. It's like,
bro, that shit was hilarious.
It was back to back. Like, hey, you lost the fan. Boston, I can't believe I did this.
Boston been racist, bro.
But I'll tell you, one time I was in Boston, right? I went there a couple summers for an internship. I was out at dinner, right? I had all white coworkers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how everybody got their food before me. Like, I didn't get my appetizer, bro. Everybody got their meals.
Oh wow!
Yeah. I was like, bro, even they knew it was racism. I was like, I was like, damn, bro.
Yeah. I hear a lot of shit from Boston fans and from Utah fans. Jazz fans.
Yeah, Utah is bad, too.
Yeah, niggas were saying they was going to switch to the Yankees now or some shit.
I don't know.
Like, Yankees or the White Sox. Like, these niggas was really switching teams.
Yeah, because they said Black Lives Matter, bro.
So what do y'all think is going to come about this season? Not about the racism. Well, about the racism. Yeah. And
I don't know,
the
bro.
COVID.
I don't see it. I don't see it lasting.
I don't either.
See, there's more players that test positive, bro. They might just shut it down.
Yeah, yeah,
I agree.
The NBA,
that's crazy
doing.
Too.
The NFL can do the same thing because it's essentially what, less teams.
I mean,
no, it's the same amount.
It's way more players.
And coaches.
I forget. You know, they could do what they did in high school when you reach the States. Like, they cut the bench in half.
Yeah. Honestly, if they were smart about it, they probably could figure out something like the NBA.
They got
maybe if they find like a state with like, if they did a state with like 3 teams, like, okay, so we have Tampa, we have Miami. Like, even if they kept it in Florida, but kept them in the 3, like Jacksonville, Tampa, Miami, and just kept them secluded to there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they can make it work. But I don't know. It don't sound like they're gonna do anything.
That's the most social distance.
See, it's gonna be difficult with football though. It's gonna be difficult with football. You can't play all the games on Sunday. We'll have to be on different days.
So we'll see. I'm interested. I'm surprised they didn't drop a plan. I'm surprised I haven't heard much from them.
Goodell's a trash commissioner.
Trash.
He don't know what he's doing.
Right, you're right.
Being a trash.
Man, you gotta understand the education in sports, what we about to go into with this whole coronavirus, is like about to be the biggest experiment in mankind. Because the experiment, how are we gonna do this with people trying to get their degrees or high school diplomas or move on to the next grade, which I found out from one of the teachers, kids can't fail. They're living the life right now.
They couldn't fail last year either.
Like, so they couldn't, you can't get no D, you know, you can't, the teachers can't give out F's at all. It's only D's.
I wonder how that works for like seniors. Like if you in a, if you in jeopardy of failing, do you automatically pass?
That's the whole thing, you're in jeopardy of not graduating.
Yeah, do you still go through?
Yeah, because I know they cut the state test out completely. So
I would be living my life right now.
Yeah, there's no more FCAT and shit, right?
Last year, I don't know if they took it out. I think this year they're gonna do the same thing.
Or something like that.
Oh, they had changed the name.
FSA testing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we old.
For the state
association.
Assessment.
Man, nigga, come on.
You about to be a teacher, bro.
That don't mean shit, bro.
You can name the acronyms off the head,
bro. All right, y'all ready to have some fun?
No.
All right, so this last weekend, there was a sale that all the bitches, well, all the women went crazy.
Oh, hilarious. You can say bitches.
No, I can't.
Hey, yeah.
No, I can't. Yeah, all the women went crazy for them brand new Telfair bags dropped. Yep. Did you cop?
Man, Pussy Talk was in saying Telfair.
I still don't know what Telfair is. I need y'all to show me a video.
Hey, no G shit. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Telfair is the biggest blessing to men, bro. No cap, bro.
If you, I agree with Shaq. If you are looking for a luxury bag for your girl, Telfair is the way to go, just because how the prices look,
and how like the Shaq hype
said,
it.
Yeah, and the hype behind it. But like Shaq said, all them bags that they talked about on Pussy Talk be 3 bands, 4 bands, 5 bands, 9 bands yeah. versus a Telfair bag that's $200.
Yeah. Bro, so, the small one is like 150, 175.
I think I really did see this.
If you are broke and trying to live a life of luxury,
bro, get your girl a Telfair bag.
Please.
That's fine.
Just don't get a resale one.
You get that Gawk too. Oh, yeah, resale is dumb expensive.
Yeah.
These charge like $500 for a resale.
Yeah. So how do y'all feel? Do y'all feel like this should be part of the resale game too? You think niggas went over the line?
Bruh, they go over the line. There's some people desperate, but a lot of people, the thing about now, especially Corona, like everybody's like not dealing with bullshit. Like, so bruh, if you bought a bag and you're reselling it hundreds more, niggas is not dealing with that bullshit.
Bruh, Corona made the whole reselling market like crazy. Like, you ever notice like all the shoe releases are selling out now?
Cause everybody's home, everybody got time.
Everybody's home buying the shit and reselling it.
Yep, so that's you're about to say
my bolts,
man.
That's insane.
Yeah, like the off-whites. I did not look that way at all.
That's to the knee, though, in those off-whites.
It's just as it is.
I'm still confused why the fuck they call off-white when they black. Relax.
It was a sale color. Telfair is a blessing. Like, if you got a girl and you want to get her a nice gift, Telfair, you buy the little one, they're going to be happy for that shit. Happy one. But I mean, you know, girl, one Prince.
I like the expansion of black businesses, whether it's luxury purses.
Telfair is a black owner?
Yeah, shout out. I'm happy with it expanding. The resale game is the resale game. I'm not expecting nothing from them. I expect them to do anything that's hot and popping.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, it ain't gonna change no time soon.
You know, I don't think I ever told y'all this. You know what? One of my greatest like achievements in life is going to be,
I'm gonna let you finish, but I was gonna segue into scammers, but go ahead.
Something I really want to do is never have to pay niggas for their shit again.
What does that mean?
Like clothes and shit. I feel like I'd be getting scammed, like
probably. Yeah, but nigga, you a therapist, you be scamming people.
I don't be scamming no one,
nigga. I know what you do.
I ain't gonna look. I just got my
that was a joke, by the way. I'll play it.
I just got my review today.
He probably wasn't.
I'll play it.
I just got my review from work today.
It's not going good.
These niggas just like, oh my god, he's so great. I got straight, like, you know, when you just bubble, mm-hmm. all on that very good. So I don't be scamming niggas. I'd be great.
I'm dead.
I don't know how I do.
So
great,
why you think niggas
great.
Be scamming you for clothes?
Bruh.
I mean, I do too, but why do you think it?
Bruh, I be going to the store. I can't find. I'm not even that tall.
Bro, we gonna talk about the scamming game? Cause I got something.
We gonna talk about the scamming game? Cause I got something too, and it's stupid as fuck. But go Bruh. Ahead, Chris.
Alright, I'm not that tall, but I can never find no good pair of pants or shorts. And when I do, that's even remotely decent. Them shits be like $9,600. Like, why the fuck am I paying $600?
No. Oh, that's the scam you're talking about. Okay.
Bro, why am I paying $90 for a pair of shorts? That's half my pay.
You stop going to Urban Outfitters.
I don't go to Urban Outfitters.
I have a stupider conversation that I want to have with y'all.
Bruh. This is as dumb as mine.
It's stupid as hell. So, I'm redecorating my house. I'm getting everything together since I finally got time. I'm away from school. Mm-hmm. So, I'm like throwing out old drawers, old white beaters, you know what I'm saying? Trying to update the look, right? So, I go shopping for drawers.
Yo, scam.
My nigga!
Yeah. It's like $16.
Yo!
$16.
A three-pack, nigga, for 16.
Yeah.
A three-pack. And that's for small and medium.
I just,
once you get to large, bro, it's a three-pack for $22, bro.
Yeah. I see polo.
Wait, what brand you? Boxes? You went to Walmart?
Yeah!
What brand you was looking at?
I looked at Fruit of the Loom.
All right,
that's Walmart,
you know, bro. You get these Hanes brand, bro, it's like $17.
Nah, that shit was wild. Nobody put me on Game to Prices.
I get like a 2X. It was
nobody
like 17.
Nobody put me on Game to Prices, bro.
Nah, them shits has been steadily going
on Amazon, bro.
That too.
I had to pick my size though before I go to Amazon.
Nigga, I seen Polo Ralph Lauren boxes, one of them for $25, and that's why I knew, like, yo.
Remember the good days when the pack of tees was $10?
Yeah,
and now they $32.
Yeah. Our parents used to complain back then.
Gee, bro, $10 you get four shirts for $10, and now you get two for $30.
Mm-hmm.
That shit don't make no type of sense, dog.
Nah, the scam I'm talking about.
Go ahead, bro. Speak what's on your mind, kid.
Bruh, okay, so this girl got this clothing brand.
I don't know where this is going.
Bruh.
this is not what I thought you were
talking about. This is a scam, bruh. This is a scam.
Okay.
Bruh, she said she got these tags, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the back of the tag said, once you pop this tag, you can't return or exchange this item, bruh. And I'm like, damn, bruh, you pop the tag, you stuck with this shit forever, mm-hmm. and you can't even wear it? Bruh, I thought that's a major scam.
Y'all pop the tag before y'all try shit on?
That's how some brands be doing that. I think Nike's like that too.
But that shit could fall off.
I can return anything to Nike, kid.
Bruh, I'll be ripping that shit off and return it back.
Y'all wanna know how... Dang, should I tell y'all how I used to finesse Nike?
I mean, is Nike gonna listen to this shit?
I don't know, hope not. But anyway, I used to go buy shoes on sale. Like, you know when they have one-day sales?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like 20%, 30%, 50%, family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go buy it on sale and then return it.
Hilarious.
I'm dead.
Like, after winning full price.
Hilarious.
They'll give it back full price?
As long as you don't bring the receipt,
yep,
right?
I lost the receipt.
So they give you whatever the price is that day.
I used to be eating in college off that shit. Dolphin ball, the niggas can't speak English.
I'm dead.
This is Shaq.
No, it's not, nigga.
This is Shaquille.
Fuck you, nigga.
All right, you wanted to say something else about scammers, though, or was it about the girl?
Oh, girl.
They I thought you wanted to talk about scammers getting caught.
Oh, scammers getting caught? That's hilarious.
How?
Man, they been like, bro, scammers getting caught putting niggas that potentially want to scam on game. Because, bruh, first of all, you get an SBA, don't buy a Lamborghini.
I'm dead.
Bruh, you get an SBA loan, do not buy a Lamborghini.
You're going to jail.
Nigga was on Channel 7 News going to jail. From the Lamborghini dealership.
I'm dead.
Because he got an SBA loan. That shit is hilarious.
You saw the shit this nigga bought, bruh?
I saw the list too, but the Lamborghini is the only thing that stuck out to me.
Bruh, Lamborghini was the headline.
Yeah.
That shit was like 362K.
It's all bullshit.
What the fuck? This nigga, no, he went to like, he was in Miami, like on the South Beach, spending nights at hotels. Just spending all that money at hotels in South Beach. You know how expensive it is to stay on South Beach?
At different hotels?
You gotta pay all that shit. You gotta pay all that shit back.
That's crazy. My nigga was at V-Live.
Bro, you gotta pay all that shit back.
Nigga bought a house. I don't know if he did, but he should have.
I'm dead. He should have.
But yeah, but all the cat, man, I ain't gonna lie, but all the niggas are scamming. Cash App, SBA. Shoot, isn't it? Dumb niggas scamming food stamps and unemployment.
Speaking of fucking scamming. Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, they offered to be the feds a couple years, so it's cool.
Relax.
I keep getting this shit. Hey, you know, you wanna make some money, bruh, show me the cat. Like, just, all you need is a bank account. I'm sitting here like, yo, I know this.
You're Nigerian.
I know I'm not going to fall for that.
You're Nigerian.
Bro. You know the game.
I would never fall for that shit, dog.
Bro, Nigerians and Haitians should know the game.
Relax. Don't throw us in there.
Bro, y'all hella in there.
We not in the email game.
Florida, yeah, Nigerians.
They took over that shit.
Nigerians is, whew. But yeah, bro, in Florida.
Jackson, them niggas.
In Florida, Haitians are Nigerians.
Yeah, I think you told me that.
Bro, in Florida, Haitians are Nigerians, bro. They be scamming so hard, bro. But y'all will never scam as hard as Nigerians. I never forget a picture I saw with a Nigerian getting buried in his BMW truck.
Nice.
For his funeral.
It's a big asshole.
Oh, bruh. I remember that shit.
It's a big asshole, man.
You know Nigerians be scamming, bro.
That's a big asshole.
His coffin was a Nigerian BMW truck.
Wow. It was just like the body, or did they have a casket in the truck?
Bruh, it was the body in the truck.
Wow. Wow. And if you ever wake up, you can just push up and drive, you know what I'm saying? Alright, so dating. Let's discuss dating real quick.
We're all dating.
How has y'all dating experience been? If you dated, have you dated? Any date ideas for the future that y'all thinking of during this corona pandemic?
Well, shoot, we got a couple of ideas. We finna go get a hotel.
A hotel,
go chill out.
With a balcony,
on the
hopefully.
Beach. With a balcony. Yeah. Gotta get a balcony.
Make sure it's clean, though.
Gotta get a balcony. Yeah, nah, I'm gonna borrow a Lysol. It's cool. We're gonna be good.
Okay. Like, where you finding Lysol?
It's a Bel Air.
Bruh. Don't worry about it, bro.
Get the Bel Air.
You gotta get up early in the morning, like
early in the morning.
Yeah, you could. It's everywhere.
Or the couponers.
Damn.
Yeah.
Or the coupon. Couponers be hella selling Lysol.
Okay, hotel not a bad idea. It's a fun idea.
Bro, and they got the movies by the stadium. I'm trying to do that shit too.
Yeah, that's a great date.
Oh yeah, Hard Rock.
Yeah.
That's the only like date I've been on. Like,
and you know, a little treat for my girl. We go get king crab legs.
Okay.
Bro, king. Bro.
I did that last. Where you begin your craft?
I did that. King, you said that
looking real.
Okay.
Looking real good. You go to Crafty Crab or Juicy Crab?
Crafty. I like Crafty Crab and Crabman 305.
Crabman 305.
Yeah.
All right. I ain't eat Crabman 305 in a minute. He good because I be seeing mixed emotions.
Yeah, it's mixed reviews. I like it though. Every time I've been, I like it.
I be seeing people
conk.
Bro, Moby's right down the street.
G.
There's a conch cabin near my house.
Oh,
there's another crab spot on Pines Boulevard that opened like not too long ago.
I think that's Juicy Crab.
Juicy Crab, yeah.
Yeah. But they said the Georgia one better. That's the best one.
Oh, okay.
I, Prince, Keenan, any other date ideas? How y'all dating experience been if y'all don't have any ideas?
Shit. I don't even know if I can say what I've been doing on air.
Say less. We not trying to get nobody incriminated right now.
Crying. I was hella supposed to be on a fucking other country with my girl, but you know, COVID and shit.
So how are you balancing that out now? Do you plan on making it up, or have you been like doing something in the meanwhile?
We're gonna go to Dubai next year, hopefully.
Okay.
Damn, y'all rich, boy.
Rich.
Nigerian.
You see his head, bro. You see that floss, that gloss.
I think y'all just don't understand. Bro. I don't think anything is expensive unless it's. I don't think a plane ticket is expensive unless it's more than $1,000.
Bro, get that ball head moisturizer.
And even then, that's still like kind of cheap.
Okay, big baller.
Going to Nigeria is like $1,400, bro.
I want to go to Bali, bro, and that shit been like $800. So okay, baller.
You can make it happen. That your feet going inflated.
Huh?
Your feet going inflated. That flight so long.
Hilarious.
Yeah. But all right.
How long is it?
Like 21 hours?
I want to say it's 21, but that's direct. If you don't do it direct, it could take like 32, I think.
Yeah.
They could take a
while.
I'm
trying to go to fucking Turkey.
You get a layover.
Nah, Turkey's not that bad. I went to Turkey straight.
I just want to go to Turkey for the...
Oh, for when you went to Greece?
Yeah. Fabric.
And I was like 8 hours. What was it? Yeah, I think it was 8 hours.
And low-key, Europe is like the place to be right now. There ain't no COVID out there like that anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Hoes on the beach.
Yep, guess what? Everyone's close to fucking U.S.
But did you see the picture of the Spain, of the beach on Spain where everybody was social distancing? So that shit would never go down here, bro.
Not once.
The second we go outside, bro, it's going to be ass being thrown. Hilarious. The day we could go to the beach, bro.
Nigga, what you mean? The beach open.
The day we could actually go to the beach. You know what I'm saying? Like where we all feel comfortable going to the beach.
Like, I'm pretty sure ass being thrown right now. As we speak, someone is throwing ass on a beach.
Yeah,
somewhere.
I'm not going to lie. I've never seen so many yachts, bro.
Yo, that's been hella boat ride. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. That's another thing
I did. Yeah, bro. Boat in the 1942. That's what the hoes at.
That's all you need, bro.
Bro, dumb hoes on
and
the
boat. And Azul or whatever that little Spanish.
Bro, I ain't see that shit until this year, bro.
Bro.
A what?
Azul or Azul, whatever that shit called.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bro, it's a liquor bottle with a bell on the top.
That's what you should do with your girl. You should rent like a boat and have sex on the boat.
Like a paddle boat, though.
Bro, rent a boat, not a paddle.
No, nah, get lit on that shit.
Nah, like a boat.
Like a surfboard.
God damn shit, man.
Get lit on that shit. Just the two of you.
Hilarious.
You know what I'm saying?
I drive the boat.
Yeah, what she driving?
The boat?
Nah, like the boat.
The boat? Boat?
The boat. Like Beyonce, the boat.
Oh, I guess. Okay. Surfboard?
Yeah, exactly.
I bet because you're doing the all bullshit.
The boat. The boat. All right, cool.
This nigga mad as
y'all got any plans for this weekend before we get about you?
The hurricane coming, so
hurricane
shit.
Coming. So shit.
Y'all boys at me. Activision. Real DJ Animosity.
Who got a generator?
Badcock. Bedcock, whatever you call it. Bad
no,
cock.
Nigga. No homo. Who has one
you
here?
You idiot.
Because I'm trying to see y'all crib with my power coming out.
Oh, I ain't got no generator. I'm sorry.
You live in an apartment, though.
Yeah.
They don't have apartment.
Yeah, they have a dope.
Oh, damn. You got
I'm
one?
I'm pretty sure they don't.
Damn, Shaq.
What the fuck about Paul's?
Damn. All right, cool. So I'll see y'all outside on the streets.
Shit.
Mm. All right, man.
Oh, we should be straight.
Yeah. Should be straight. All right, thanks for listening to another episode of Lit, Loud, and Lazy. Catch up, boys, two weeks from now. If we got power. All right.